Mobile.
Dusty, KN4, VWA.
I was sitting here watching a car leaving my neighbor's driveway, and kind of a suspicious-looking guy drove down slow and long here and then drove down into their driveway and left his door open while the car running while he got out and went up to their front door. So I was kind of watching him leave the property and make sure he did leave.
Watch. That's a good thing.
Basically, me and my neighbor across the street, because one's back in behind me, I can't see their houses anyway from my house unless I walk up on their driveway, which is next door to me. So, anyway, well, are you ready to go on Tuesday and do your duty to elect some rightful officials or something?
Probably go out and vote. I'll go out and try to hold my nose and try to figure out who's not a political hack and who's not going to try to soak us.
Good. I'm sorry. No, I thought that fell. Yeah, you have a. That's going to take you several hours to do if you got to go do that, Steve. HXS, go ahead.
Well, is it morning still? I don't even know what the heck time it is. Yeah, the missus and I are up here in Hendersonville by the apple farm. Just getting a few things. I heard you guys yapping away, so I wanted to come in and say good morning to you.
Be sure to get one of those apple cinnamon donuts while you're there. Oh, my God. That's if you're at Skytop.
Now, we're actually, we just left Granddad's, and yes, we got the apple cinnamon donuts. We got a half dozen. And, of course, I ate three and Sally ate three. So, yeah, we are sufficiently filled up with donuts.
Go back and get 12 more and drop a half a dozen at my house. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, but Steve, then you'd have to come all the way down here and find my house and leave the other half a dozen, you know? You got to spread the wealth around when you're going up there for something like that. I haven't had any of those in ages. And, makes me think about it, makes me hungry. Oh, well, you know, it is what it is. And hopefully the leaves are starting to turn up there and look pretty up that way. So, you know, up that way, I'll be up there in 2 weeks for about 4 days up in the Hendersonville area. So I don't know if I'll have time to go look for any apples or anything, but we'll see what it brings. And I bought some more property. Somebody has bought some more property over here, and looks like they're going to build another subdivision down on one of the roads that leads down to my house. I don't know what I can do about that. Go ahead.
If you had time and inclination, you could swing by and pick up that Comet antenna paperwork.
Okay. Well, we've got a 2 o'clock appointment with Dr. McCoven in Landrum. He's our chiropractor. So that may or may not happen. I don't know. I'll have to get back with you on that.
Well, hit me on the radio or just hit me on the cell phone and check and make sure we're there. We may be going out later today. I got to find a armoire for a bedroom.
We'll hook up either today, tomorrow, or whatever. No big deal. I'm going to step out of the vehicle. We just pulled into another little farm stand here. We want to get some things, so we'll catch you guys later. Rusty, go ahead and take it. KB2HXS, Hendersonville, North Carolina, temporarily. Catch you guys later.
All right, Dave. Have a good one up there. Buy some goodies. WNTT. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Dave, watch out for them little mountain gals. You may not make it out of there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be pulling back into the hacienda. I got to take some more trash over to the dump here in a minute. So, doesn't that sound like fun, Rusty? All my Saturday honeydews.
Which means you can't work the CQ Worldwide DX contest today, then, if you're doing all of that. Of course, I'm not working it either. I listened a while ago, and it's supposed to be a 20-meter net that I usually check into on Saturdays that I don't think they're going to find a place on the 20-meter band to hold it. I was just listening. I was checking around the area where we want, and I don't think they're going to have that 20-meter net this afternoon. Maybe, but I doubt it, and all just too many people on the 20-meter band. So anyway, well, Steve, what you ought to do is just, if you're looking for an armoire, just run up there to Landrum and go up there to that Amish furniture place up there. You'll find some nice ones up there.
About new stuff?
I know, but I just know that they've got a place up there that does Amish furniture in Landrum, and they have got some nice furniture up there. I've seen some of the stuff that came out of there. One of the people at my church, we were over at their place about a year ago for a Christmas party, our church, our choir Christmas party, and they had, it was a, she was showing off an armoire that they had just bought, and it was pretty, and I'd be willing to bet it had a pretty price on it, too.
Yes, sir, you are absolutely correct. They really like that stuff up there, and I tell you, they've developed that Amish thing into a really high-priced, I wouldn't say racket, but an organization. I mean, they're working, baby. Somebody's making serious money on that stuff. Yeah, I'm thinking about something used, something old I can just grab up and stick in there, because we're going to sell that house.
Oh, those Amish people up there, their stuff is handmade, and I've been up to where they make some of that stuff, and all of their stuff is handmade, and they've got some craftsmen. I've got a friend here in town that bought, what was it they bought? They bought a sideboard, like for a dining room area, probably 25 or so years ago, when that place was, you know, or back in the late 1990s or something like that, early 1990s. That thing is still just as pretty and solid today as it was when they bought it that many years ago, and they've moved it. They've moved houses twice, so it's been shifted around twice and been, you know, loaded into a truck and moved somewhere else twice, and that sucker is heavy, too.
Listen, I have arrived at the Hacienda, and I got to get busy there, bud. So, 73, have a good day. We got a little sunshine up here in Inman, so hopefully it'll be nice today. Anyhow, 73, KN4ZWA, clear extra time.
Okay, I've got to go over and pick up a couple of items at Sam's Club, and then I got to run down to Walmart and pick up a couple of more items. So, that's what I'm out and about doing today. Anyway, you have a good one. We'll catch up to you later. KN4VWA, W2T Mobile.